Well, God bless you, wonderful family. And thanks be to God. Also, Alan Shati and all the others who make this possible. And you listeners. I'm very blessed to share tonight. I'll share about 10 minutes, and I have requested a song for the end of my sharing. Take your Bibles and go to Psalm 139, and I will get there eventually. On April 1st, my cousin, who is 12 years younger than me, sent me a text remembering her grandfather, who was my uncle, because April 1st was his birthday. He has long passed on, but that date reminded her of him and how kind he was to her and taught her many things. As for me, I thought of him more as the uncle who loved to tease us. Him being born on April 1st seemed most appropriate. But it touched my heart for her to share her memory with me. As I found out when she and I were much older that being a mixed-race baby girl, she wasn't accepted at first by her family and could have been adopted out if her mother, my cousin, hadn't fought for her. She and her mother had many challenges that I was never aware of. I'm so happy to have her as part of my family. And now we can share a lot of family stories and enjoy and support each other's lives. Remembering the good and being thankful is such a great principle and also a biblical one. Last Wednesday when we had communion and looked at the verses in 1 Corinthians 11:24 and 25, the words, "Do this in remembrance of me," and in particular the word remembrance, caught my attention. I found out that it is a noun in these verses and means a remembering again, a calling to mind, just like my cousin did of my uncle. How beautiful it is that Jesus told his disciples that his action of breaking the bread and drinking the wine were for healing and forgiveness, and to do it in remembrance of him. These were pretty heavy and eventful times, and he was giving them this memory to bless them and to carry them through the hard, dramatic times ahead. Okay, here's the nerdy part. According to studies of the brain, cerebro in Spanish. I might mention a few words in Spanish. Events like these are stored in a certain part of the brain called the hippocampus. These are called episodic or eventful memories that we all have. I was amused to learn this as my first episodic memory at age 3 was learning I was going to have a baby brother. My response to this was that I wanted to name him Hippopotamus. Or what is the Spanish? Hippopotamo in Spanish. Was I being mean or just silly? What I remember is being very serious about it. It was also interesting to find out how it's known what kind of memories are stored in the hippocampus. And to be very glad we have one. The first part of Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his," God's workmanship, his craftsmanship. So it was his great design that we have one. Now look at Psalm 139. And the King James Version is, I'm going to go to verse 14. We are fearfully, which could mean awesomely, and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, says the psalmist, and I know this very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. In 1953, a man named Henry Moliason, who had epilepsy, had his hippocampus surgically removed, and it cured his epilepsy. Henry lived another healthy 55 years. However, after the surgery, he was unable to store permanently any episodic eventful memories. The result was those kinds of memories were limited to his distant past before his surgery. So I'm very thankful I still got mine, and God is providing me new and exciting memories all the time. The disciples must have had so many episodic, eventful memories being with Jesus in all kinds of situations, including the Last Supper and seeing him in his resurrected body. And we can read about them in God's Word and see how God always delivers and has the victory for them and us as well. By the way, I gave the title of this sharing, The Joy of Remembering. And that can be many things, a memory of a loved one, a victory from God, our Lord and Savior. You fill in the blank. I think of our almost daily fellowships as keeping us in remembrance of what God and His Son have done for us, and also to remember. Recordar, that's the Spanish word. Remembering each other. In other words, these times stir us up and refresh our memories. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. And this is the King James Version. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Verse 13. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. So what are some of these things to remember that we already know? I'm going to switch to the Aramaic translation here, but just hop over to 2 Peter 1:3. It is He, it's Jesus Christ, who has given us all these things of divine power for life and reverence of God by the acknowledgement of Him who called us unto His glory and excellence. Verse 4. For by Him, Jesus Christ, He has given you great and precious promises, that by the way of these you would be sharers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption of the desires that are in the world. Now go back to 2 Peter 1:12. The verses that we read before, and I'm going to read them in the Aramaic translation this time. And concerning this, I did not give up reminding you continually about these things, although you also know them well and are settled concerning this truth. Like Barney shared on Sunday, we know and have been taught so much. Verse 13, and I think it is right that as long as I am in this body, I should stir you up by remembrance. So keep that hippocampus healthy and working, and remembering how much God and His Son loves us and all the promises we have. God bless you all. This closing song by Salarico is a beautiful rendition by him of a familiar song, "You Lift Me Up." Enjoy.
Troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and rest here in the silence until you come and stay you while with me. You raise me up so I can stand. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. There is no life, no life without its hunger. Each restless heart beats so imperfectly, but when you come and I am filled with wonder, I know I glimpse and taste eternity. You raise me up so I can stand on. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. And all